This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity, right here on the real side. That would be the section of Sanity. I use real words in a second. Give me some time to warm up. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a lot up there, including... Come on, you know this, right? Buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I always appreciate you supporting me any way you can. That would be a good way to support me. I think we make 20 cents off each board. I mean, off each book. So we'll all get rich together here. Anyway, always a pleasure. Listen, one of our sponsors, David Fisher, he's with Landmark Capital. I have to get all the names right. And he's got a special deal for our listeners. Some of you laugh at me when I do these ads, but hey, what can I tell you? Unless you want to send me checks. For those callers who initiate a trade or an IRA paperwork with Landmark Capital by April 30th, 2017, and make a $25,000 purchase or more, will receive their shipment with 10 free silver peace dollars. Now, it's an incentive to protect and grow your hard-earned money, but here's the deal. You and I don't know about finances. I know a lot of you don't either. And you've got money in all kinds of different stuff, whether it's the stock market, and there are people this year saying the stock market may not go up as high as we'd like to see it go. But you need to be diversified. It means you got to have money in real estate, you got to have money in precious metals, you got to have money in the stock market. And other investment type of vehicles. But it wouldn't hurt to find out what's going on. So give our friend David Fisher a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or just check it out on landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. The call is free. But it doesn't hurt. I guarantee it doesn't hurt. And you might learn something. I know that some of you learned something. You make, like I said, when I have them on, you make fun of me. But then I get emails from you to say that you never knew this or you never knew that. You pick up things from the show or from you know, his portion of the show. So you just never know what you might learn. I never know what I might learn. You know what I mean? All right. So where'd it go? It was just here a second ago. Oh, yeah, my fun one. So apparently... I can't believe this about Trump. I may not be his biggest fan, but I'm not a hater. And I'm amazed how people get epileptic. They look like they get these little epileptic fits when they see a picture of him. You talk about him. That's between the ears. That's not a reality. Because you're offended by the current president. Too bad. It's who he is. I was offended by the last guy on a daily basis every time I saw him lie. Didn't seem to bother you guys on the left, though. You didn't care. But librarians across the country are organizing a mass resistance against the Trump administration in an effort to fight its alleged policies, laws, and trends that impact the free sharing of all types of information. Are you serious? The man tweets out anything and everything. He hides nothing. And I'd like to know exactly what they're talking about. Can they get a little more general, maybe, right? A movement called Libraries Resist. Everything is a resist. I'm going to start my own movement called Stand. Stand. Stand against stupidity. Stand against ignorance. Stand against anti-Trumpers. Just stand. They provided library workers in the resistance with a curtailed list of resources for combating the Young administration, asking fellow librarians to consider how they can help communities made more vulnerable by the new administration. You know what they mean by that, right? It means communities that may have an abundance of illegals, not undocumented, but illegals living there. Make them safer. Meanwhile, the Association of College and Research Libraries released a statement reaffirming its commitment to protecting inclusive learning environments in the wake of the transition of power in Washington, D.C., calling the recent disappearances of pages from the White House website attempts to silence scientists and media on serious concern and association. See, that's, we need one of those buzzers. Fake news. Fake news, fake comment, fake statements. None of those pages disappeared. Not a one. They did not go away, never to be seen again. Okay? Some of these pages go into a different website. The White House website is scrubbed on a regular basis, especially after administrations change. All that information goes on to another website somewhere else. I'm not telling you where it is, because I'm not going to go send you to read propaganda. Not what I do. So, in the wake of the transition of power, like I said, the pages have disappeared, information has disappeared off the White House website. They go on to say, we oppose actions used to suppress free expression, academic freedom, and intellectual freedom. How can they make this statement? What do we just read? What are the stories we've just done on how much they do curtail freedom of speech, free expression? On schools. No, they don't. That's a lie. That statement in and of itself is a lie. And they go on to say they condemn the use of intimidation, harassment. Oh, my God. They must, you know who wrote this for them? Al Franken must have wrote this for them. My God, it's like, is this all they can deal with? Is it fantasy? All right, I gotta go calm down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Yeah, Mexico. Go away, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I do really appreciate that the time you're spending with me. We'll get to the story that I tweeted or whatever out earlier. I don't know what I do with it. Anyway, the professor who refused to use wrong pronouns and then somehow lost his grant. The first research grant he ever got. All of a sudden it disappeared. What a coincidence. It's just, I mean, and they call Trump a thug, right? Are we serious? It is going to be so much work to get the virus out of the system. I see some of this far left liberal lunacy as a virus. You know, you got librarians who, frankly, some of them, right, they're dependent on federal funds. So you go ahead and you resist the president. You make all kinds of phony accusations against him and keep resisting him, because I'm sure that'll work out really well for you. Now, you know, I always tell people, fight for what you believe in, and it doesn't matter what it costs you. But, man, make sure it makes sense. I mean, when you start using words about social justice in this, you lose me, and you lose millions and millions of other Americans. Because social justice has different meanings to different people. However, when it comes to the left, social justice is somebody who has a few bucks giving up because you don't. You won't get off the couch in some cases. Now, the Association of Research Librarians, Libraries has released at least three statements of a similar nature, including one condemning President Trump's immigration executive order, another promising to redouble efforts to promote diversity, inclusion, equity, and social justice in and through research libraries and archives, with the later statement issued by just 1 week after Trump's election. Now, why libraries are getting involved in all this, I have no idea. I haven't figured this out yet. As the Libraries Resist Movement notes, many librarians have been putting their keyboards to use by writing op-eds about the role of activist librarians. Are we serious? Come on. Are they doing this on school time? Are they using school equipment? Are you using federally funded equipment to write nasty letters against the president? No matter how good or bad Trump is, no matter where you are with him, this proves one thing, that the left is acting like a bunch of spoiled brats. They use terms, they call him a fascist, they call him Hitler, they call him all kinds of things. But most of the people calling him those names don't even know what they mean. Right? Some of these explicitly reference libraries in the age of fascism, but nearly all of which discussing the imperative of librarians to resist Trumpism. Not Americanism, Trumpism. You know, when he talks about bringing jobs back to America, that we need to be, that he's America's president, not the world's, the left goes out of their minds. But I got news for them. He is the American president. He's the president of the United States. Not the world. You guys lose your minds when we talk about, you know, doing some work around the world, saving some other countries who actually ask us to come in. You go crazy. Now we're saying, hey, we don't need to be there. They need to take care of themselves. Now you're calling us isolationists. We're nationalists. It's terrible. Make up your mind. You can't. If you listen to the second hour, right, Schumer, Pelosi, Feinstein, all of them can't make up their mind. When they have power, they want it one way. When we have power, if we try to enact the same things they wanted to do or want to do, it's wrong. Because we're doing it. One portion of the online library guide, dubbed Trump Resistance and Activism, offers students a list of several calendars and archives highlighted upcoming anti-Trump protests, such as the Resistance Calendar. Oh, I like that. The Resistance. We need to come up with a stand calendar. The Resistance Calendar. Which contains a seemingly exhaustive list of both national and international anti-Trump actions, including the events scheduled, as far out as December. Another resource referred to as the 2 hours a week encourages students to set aside time each week in an effort to foster a new level of civic engagement following the 2016 election, information students of potential actions to participate in, such as stopping Steve Bannon's appointment and supporting Keith Ellison for DNC chair. They had all these things listed in there. But I still say the same thing I've always been saying. There's proof that they haven't figured it out yet. Again, they're DNC chair. Ellison is assistant chair. Pelosi as the minority leader. You go through the whole list of people they've left or put at the top. People they hold in high esteem. Al Franken. Mayor de Blasio. These are all people they hold in high esteem. Other libraries such as those at Harvard University and Gustavus Adolphus College have taken it upon themselves to combat the alleged rise of fake news. Because there wasn't any in their information, was there? By deeming popular conservative news sites as fake news. So if you're a popular conservative website, then you're fake news and you have utter garbage. And one of the highest standards, or one of the websites they hold to the highest standards, is the Huffington Post. Think about that. And they say that we indoctrinate people? They've got these loons so bullpuckied. Yeah, I cleaned that up for you. They actually believe that the Huffington Post is a news source. And they believe that Fox News is fake news. Right? Not partisan at all. Right? Think about it. Not partisan at all, is it? God. All right, take a breath. We're going to talk about, after the break, we're going to talk about the professor who just simply refuses to use wrong pronouns. And then something happens to him. Now, you think, you know, I'm tired of hearing people say this stuff doesn't happen. It does. It happens here. Happens in other countries. You heard David Fisher. You know, it's the second time I've talked about him tonight. But he talks about the coming bail-in. And he talked about it in Europe, you know, that it was going to happen in Europe. And everybody said, no, 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 that's just craziness. Not going to. And it did. And it has been. And here it's going to start with the companies. Remember, you've got a bunch of people in the legislature that haven't had their own businesses. They don't understand what it's like. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Come on, really? You need to get a haircut. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate very much. Appreciate the time that you're actually spending with me on the air and being part of the conversation. Because you got to be part of the conversation. Otherwise, I don't know, how do you just sit there and listen? My blood would boil with some of the stuff that we talk about. Seriously. Anyway, let's see. What was I going to talk about? I forgot. Oh, that's right, too, the professor. The professor that decided to speak out and then gets nailed with a grant. So this professor refuses. Well, it's just kind of convenient how all of a sudden the grant went away out of nowhere. Now, Jordan Peterson has a stunningly high, I don't know what this means, H-index, a metric for measuring the quality of scientists beyond their publishing count. He taught at Harvard for 6 years. I wonder if you ran into Elizabeth Warren there, you know? Oh, anyway. When he received his last 5-year grant for work previously approved by the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council, a government agency, it was the largest amount ever awarded to a psychologist. But the Veteran University of Toronto professor, who became a pariah last year for refusing to use gender-neutral pronouns, such as Z, just coincidentally, he got his first rejection ever for a federal research grant. I wonder how that happened. He must have misspelled a word or something. I think that it's the controversy providing someone with a convenient opportunity to make their displeasure with what I'm doing known, he told the media in a recent phone interview, he says, I can't shake the suspicion. It wasn't just a rejection, he said. It was the clownishly low ratings his application received, meaning the council's critique was not credible. Now, a spokesperson for the council said that the past funding is not a guarantee of future funding. Well, that's a great little fallback line, is it not? Peterson said that he figured his grant funding would be in danger if he continued to speak out against transgender activism. He said it harmed the academy. In a series of videos last year, he spoke out against a bill that would make it a crime to misgender others. In one video, he said, the changes of the law scare me because they put into the legal substructure of the culture certain assumptions about basic human nature that not only I believe to be untrue, but they're also dangerous, and they're ideologically motivated. He says, I think some of the things that I might say in my lectures might be illegal under the new proposed law. And this is the thing, I'm fighting this in my own city right now. My own area where I live in, where there's a push, what's it called, to have a resolution against hate speech. That the city or the town will not tolerate hate speech. And my comment to the council members is, who dictates, who decides what hate speech is? Who's going to put it on paper as to what it is? And then when's it going to be pushed to become a local ordinance? Got to start somewhere. If they just come out of the chute looking to make it a local ordinance, it's not going to happen. But if they come out of the chute looking to say, hey, look, we just want you guys to make a statement that you won't tolerate hate speech because, they tolerate it so much now. But the problem is if you have any outspoken people, I mean, my show originates from an area to I'm under the umbrella. They could get me for that. They could get me for some of the speeches I give, some of the talks that I do. Think about it. Anyway, Peterson told the Post that the university warned him to stop repeating these statements because they threaten transgender people. So now if you don't agree with somebody, you're now threatening them. Do you see where this is going? You're not going to be able to open your mouth and say anything. Man, what was it? If I come out and say I don't like broccoli, does that mean I'm attacking the broccoli pickers? I hate them because, they're illegal immigrants picking my broccoli. So they're like broccoli. It must be aimed at the illegal immigrants. Isn't that how they do it? By denying the grant application, the government has actually hurt his grad students more than they've hurt him. The money would have helped them pursue their PhD degrees, Peterson said. Peterson isn't simply facing government-sponsored discrimination. He's always got others coming at him, too. A recent panel discussion about free speech and political correctness at Canada's McMaster University fell apart when the protesters announced they would disrupt the event, leading everyone but Peterson to drop out. So they didn't want open speech, open conversation about political correctness or free speech. But they want to exercise free speech by protesting and yelling outside the event. That's okay. The hypocrisy behind this is just amazing, is it not? I mean, these kids, these children, don't really get what they're saying. They were so coddled as children, real children, that they think they still believe the world revolves around them. They still think they have a right to tell you that you have to change everything for them, and they have a right to tell you what they like or don't like, and they do. They have a right to tell you what they... You also have a right to tell them to go pound sand. These administrators on the college campuses should tell them, you cause damage, you do anything wrong, you don't protest the way we lay it out for you, you're out of here. That simple. Now, when Peterson attempted to speak, he was drowned out by protesters using their air horns, cowbells, and megaphones. Isn't that cool? Isn't that a great way to kill it? Among their chants, this is where we draw the line, and trans rights are human rights. This is where's the line? I'm not going to call anybody I can't even come up with them all. If the protest, if somebody doesn't want to be called he or her, I'll call you. If the protesters had waited until Peterson finished his talk and then asked why he won't adopt their gender-neutral inclusive language ideas, a fruitful exchange could have occurred. But they don't want a fruitful... You know, I've come to the conclusion. The reason they do this is they've done a few of them and they realize how stupid they sound. How they can't make a case for it. It just doesn't make sense. And then when they get trapped, they rock away. I've had people do it to me. Even though there's no yelling, there's no, you know, nobody's being mean. Right? It's they can't stand it when you back them into a corner. They're done. They go, okay, I'm done with this. You've seen it with Jesse Waters on TV. You see people walk away going, no, you're not going to make me sound stupid. Well, listen, you didn't make it sound stupid. You did that all by yourself. If the protesters, again, had waited, right, they could have gotten to a conversation. Peterson would have had to explain his position. He would have defended against criticism. People in the audience who were undecided on the issue would have heard his reasons. Some might have been persuaded, maybe not. And that's scary to them. Why would that be scary to them? But if you engage a scholar in public discussion, you better be ready to present and defend your own case. That's what scares them. They can't. Not even that they don't want to, they can't. As Leaf says, Peterson is basically Canada's version of the American libertarian social scientist Charles Murray. And it's not enough for college presidents like McMaster's Patrick Dean to weakly criticize censorious activities. Now, those who feel that shouting and writing are acceptable means of registering disagreement aren't likely to pay any attention to a college president telling them to respect the freedom of speech of another, because they don't care. Right? They've got these primitive, our side good, your side bad. I've been saying this for a year. That's what it's like with Dems and Republicans now. You know, the Dems say Republicans bad, Dems good, Dems... Nancy Pelosi, Dems do the work of God, Republicans dishonor God. What a way to pull us together, huh? Really, we this country is now your side, my side. I don't care how many parties there are. It's Democrat and Republican. That's it. America, I don't know if we're still here. I don't know what it's going to take to pull us out and make us do something. My name is Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side. And now, go have that drink and come on back.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-WHOA, 732-5563. All right, so I was going to do a different story, but you guys seem to be, or earlier today, I should say, you seem to be hot on a particular story I posted. And you had somebody, you know, we're hearing all this immigration, how Trump is tearing apart families, and these, you know, families have been in this country, and they're doing the right thing, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. You know, there's always a backstory. There's always more to it than daddy being ripped out of the house, or mommy being ripped out of the house, or. And mainstream media will never publish this stuff. You already know that. So I want you to hear this clip. It's a little over 2 minutes. And this woman, now Schumer, you know, they got mad at Trump for bringing the wife of the SEAL Team 6 team member that was killed. They got mad at him. They said it was politicizing. So what does Schumer do? He's now parading family members to make it, I mean, whose families have been, you know, separated because of the immigration laws. Not the new immigration laws, but by simply enforcing the ones we have already. So let me play this for you and we can discuss it, but I think people are tired of this. They're just getting so tired of this.
My name is Rose Maria Asensio Escobar. I am a U.S. citizen. I'm here today on behalf of both of my children, Walter, who is 7, and Carmen, who is 2. They're too young, so their voices is not as strong as mine, but I will be their voice today. Their father, Jose Escobar, my husband, is an illegal immigrant. I will also be his voice today. I met Jose at the age of 14 when he just came to the United States. We became friends and fell in love.
At 14, yeah, that works out well. But I want you to just look at the picture that's being painted. Okay, the picture that's being painted as to this family, this love story that goes all the way back to when she was 14 years old. They must have been soulmates. This was the love of her life. This was the person she was meant to be with.
And later on, we decided to have our American dream.
Well, without following the law, but that, never mind.
Buy our house, have children. And through all this, we've been paying taxes.
How does an illegal pay taxes? Is there some rule? Is there some way to do this that I don't know about? I mean, if she's talking sales tax, yeah, everybody pays sales tax.
Sales tax, property tax, those kind of things. That's what they're talking about.
Is that what she's talking about? Yeah. It can't be income tax. No, it can't be, right? And it's not we. She's paying it.
We've been living right, godly people.
Ah, we've been living right, except he was an illegal. He came here illegally, and he was hiding from the police, okay? And that's what godly people do, right? Godly people break the law. They hide from police. They don't try to do anything to rectify the things that they've done wrong.
And those are the same morals we're trying to implement in our children.
What, hiding from the police, making sure that if you're here illegally and you've done something wrong, not to fess up and make it right? That's too bad.
Jose was deported in a country he hasn't been in 17 years. My children are asking me, Mommy, where's Daddy? I'm being forced to be Mom and Dad. Not because Jose's a deadbeat man, no. But because the administration wants me to do it by myself, obviously.
Yeah, you know what? I remember your name coming up in conversation and how they wanted you to be a single mom without dad around. And it didn't matter what dad did wrong. It didn't matter what the laws were. See, this is what the Dems do. Everything becomes, this is what they, when they went after Gorsuch, that's one of the things they said about him. He cares more about the corporations that he does the person. And he's come back and said, no, everybody's equal under the law, but the law is the law. And just because you've been able to skirt it for 17 years doesn't mean you get to keep breaking it.
My daughter walks around the house with a little picture with her father saying, Papi. And every time the front door opens...
Say, some of you don't know, that's Daddy.
She goes, Papi. And I have to look at her and say, Papi's not here yet, honey. My biggest fear today is getting a phone call saying that my husband has been murdered. How do I explain that to my two children?
It's simple. And I'm not trying to be cold here, but I'm trying to be matter of fact. It's simple. Honey, Daddy broke the law for 17 years. Daddy never tried to become a legal citizen. Daddy never went out of his way to try to do it the right way. And because of that, he paid a consequence. He paid the ultimate consequence, which was not right and shouldn't have happened. Nobody should be murdered. But you still have to do it the right way. You still have to follow the law. You can't openly allow people just to break the law.
Why is...
You know, by that logic... When we send somebody to prison, and somebody gets in a fight in the prison, they get killed. It's our fault, right? the justice system's fault because they sent him to jail. If they hadn't sent him to jail, he wouldn't have been in that position where he got killed. See? There you go. The judge's fault.
My American dream being crushed by my own country because my own president does not understand that I'm in love with somebody who is an illegal immigrant.
That doesn't make it okay. Just because you're in love with somebody that's an illegal immigrant doesn't mean the laws should be wiped out. What if you were in love with a married man, lady, and he already had kids? Does that give you the right to sleep with him? Does that give you the right to have him? Does that give you the right to be part of his life? No, it doesn't. Your feelings don't really matter when it comes to the law. You just do it the right way, and you wouldn't be in front of a microphone today.
However, I'm trying to do things the right way. I'm a U.S. citizen. I've been trying to do the right thing, but there's no pathway. And people make it seem like it's like ordering a burger.
Now, actually, there is a pathway. The problem is it's a lot harder because he's here illegally, and he's waited 17 years. And I don't know. Don't get me started. Anyway.
And it's not. Right now, my husband has sentenced 15 years that he cannot enter the United States. He'll be missing out on my children's life. I am trying to be strong. And
this is all our governments. This is what I talked to you about earlier today. The Democrats, they are the party. Their subtopic should be, they are the party of non-responsibility. It's nobody's fault, no matter what they do. Well, it is. It's our fault. Nothing is their fault. Doesn't matter what they do or don't do. It's always our fault.
This isn't easy, but believe you me, I won't stop fighting because the United States is all about family. That's one more.
Actually, it's a country of laws.
Moral principle that we have. And
when did family become a moral principle? I thought I had a grasp on, I mean, I have a bad grasp on the English language, but I have a grasp on the English language, and I didn't know that family equaled moral responsibility, or moral.
Does she love him that much? Is she not allowed to leave the country now?
Oh, she can leave. She's an American citizen. She go back and forth. Don't steal my thunder.
Look at what is done, separating dads from their children. Thank you.
No. Actually, what separated Dad from the children was his ability. Maybe, and I'm guessing here. Maybe he didn't love his family enough to make sure that he had the papers he needed, that he was here legally. Maybe if you really love him and you really want to be with him, maybe you need to go down and see him. You're an American citizen. You can go back and forth over the border. So can the kids. We see the wife worked, the wife paid taxes, wife is legal, he's illegal, he's still illegal. Right? When they got married, think about this. He married an American citizen. Right? If they filed the proper documentation as married, there would have been a waiver. It would have been taken care of. But she didn't. They chose to break the law. They chose to continue to break the law. The husband was deported because he didn't make the choice. He didn't fight to be an American citizen at a time. He was probably all these years working. I'm guessing at some of this because I don't have it all. But I'm sure he was working, using the Social Security number that wasn't his. And finally, when they picked him up, it was probably because a whole bunch of stuff rolled up into one. You just don't decide what laws you want to follow or don't want to follow. And how did he pay taxes? You'll be clearer if he doesn't have a Social Security number. How did that happen? He couldn't have filed. And if he's being paid under the table by an employer, that's illegal too. This is all about, the Dems are all about feel good. Laws don't matter. Why do they pass them? We don't need a government. There's going to be a panel, and they'll decide what feels good and what feels bad. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight. Thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.